So Amazon just made it possible to deploy customized Nova models in production through SageMaker Inference. And honestly, this is one of those announcements that sounds boring until you realize what's actually happening underneath.
Walk me through it, because on the surface, it's you can now deploy models. But I'm guessing there's a cost or flexibility angle that makes this different from what was possible before.
Exactly. Before this, if you customized a Nova model, fine-tuned it for your specific use case, you had limited options for actually running it in production. Now they're saying, train it, deploy it, and crucially, you get to pick your own instance types and auto-scaling rules instead of being locked into expensive defaults.
So the real lever here is cost optimization through instance choice. They're saying G5 and G6 instances instead of P5s, which is a meaningful difference in pricing.
Huge difference. P5s are the heavy hitters, right? But if you're running inference at scale, especially with auto-scaling based on actual usage patterns, you might not need that much raw power. And that's where G5 and G6 become interesting.
But here's what bugs me. They're only launching in two regions right now, US East and US West, which feels like a pretty limited rollout for something positioned as generally available.
Fair point, though I think the more interesting question is whether this is Amazon actually solving a real customer problem, or if it's them catching up to what people were already doing with open weight models on other platforms.
Okay, so let's stress test that. What's the actual customer journey here? Someone fine-tunes Nova, then deploys it, and then what? Are they actually saving money compared to using a hosted API? Or is this just moving the cost problem around?
Think of it this way. If you're a company processing millions of requests a month and you've already invested in customizing a model, the per-request cost of hosting it yourself through SageMaker becomes way more predictable than paying per token to an API.
But you're also taking on operational overhead. You're managing endpoints, monitoring them, dealing with scaling yourself. The question is whether that trade-off makes sense for most teams.
That's where the manage piece matters. SageMaker handles the infrastructure complexity. You're not spinning up raw EC2 instances and babysitting them. It's somewhere between full DIY and full API dependency.
So the part nobody's talking about is whether this actually moves the needle for enterprises that are already committed to fine-tuning, or if it's mostly useful for teams that were on the fence about customization in the first place.
I think it's both, but the second group is more interesting. Suddenly, the barrier to should we fine-tune just dropped because the deployment part is no longer scary.
And they've got streaming and non-streaming inference, batch processing, configurable context links, all the knobs you'd need for real production workloads. That's more complete than I expected at GA.
Right, and the fact that they're supporting Nova Micro all the way up to Nova 2 Lite with reasoning capabilities means this isn't just for toy use cases. Teams can actually build serious applications on this.
If you're looking to customize and deploy Nova at scale without getting locked into a per-token API model, this is worth kicking the tires on. Just don't expect it everywhere yet.